Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
Memoration is a solo exhibition by multidisciplinary artist Si Rong. Within Memoration, Si Rong presents a body of work that hovers between the everyday life and the imagined dreamlike space, navigating humanity's relationship with home and the things inside them. Her paintings sing with sweeping colours and dance amongst a familiar forms, while pulling viewers into a world of the paintings themselves that bring to you a feeling of home and into a space of community. Mobile-like structures hang alongside the paintings, playing a careful balancing act of the movements of starlings. Memoration. Si Rong uses memoration as a metaphor for community, shifting the gallery space into a place of memoration itself, bringing us into a space of warmth when we need it most. I had a chat with Si Rong about memoration as well as her overall practice. Here it is now.
My name is Si Rong and I graduated from Elam in 2021. And I am a multidisciplinary artist working with a variety of media. And my work generally revolves around daily life. So each exhibition responds to my living environment. I navigate and kind of digest my life experience and translate them into the art reflect to my personal and artistic perspective. And so the media I use depends on the theme. So recently my shows have featured mainly oil paintings and the mixed media installation. But I also worked with objects, video and portrait before in the past.
Within your current show, Memoration, you delve into these areas of the everyday life, dreams and this relationship between humanity and things. Could you tell me a bit more about how this particular body of work arose? Was there a central idea or path of navigation that you were specifically drawn to explore through this project?
This body of work actually starts from a project that I made during COVID lockdown. And it's also my second year master. And back in that time, I feel like we are all kind of been sent back to our own little islands, so just ourselves and our home. And that really made me think about the relationship between things around us, especially in those confined space. And when everything slows down, our connection to everyday objects become more personal. And in that way of thinking, kind of linked to my current show, Memoration. So for me, Memoration is a beautiful movement of birds that flying together in a big group. And it become a metaphor for how I see the society right now. So I start thinking maybe we are kind of like just one bird in that massive fold and trying to figure out where we fit. We each have our own direction to go, but we still have to move with the group or at least stay aware of that we are in this group. And there's always this content inference happening between us. So even we are trying to stay independent, we still absorb the collective energy and almost like feels like we're sharing that unconscious without realizing in sometimes. So we always adjusting ourselves and always rebalancing ourselves, and that feeling constantly shifting to stay in balance. And then sometimes I really want to, and in something, I mean that's what I really want to capture in my work.
Your paintings hover in the space between the everyday life and the imagined dreamlike space, singing with sweeping colours and dancing amongst familiar forms while pulling the viewer into a world of the paintings themselves. Could you speak to your use of imagery within the paintings, as well as what your creative process looks like in the making of these paintings?
My paintings usually start with background colour. And normally put lots of layers on it. And this time at the big painting, I make my own gesso so you can see a little crack on it. And then when the canvas dry, I will spend time kind of just gazing at the canvas and then see what I see from the background color. And then I will begin to translate those vision and image into concrete fonts on the canvas.
Mm. Beautiful. So do you not know what you're going to paint when you start it, or do you kind of like start the painting and look at it and kind of gain an idea of it through the process of it?
Yeah, so I do that through the process. I never do the sketching at start. So it's always changing during the painting, you know, while I'm painting. So I constantly modify and add the details to make the image in my mind that come through more fully on the canvas. And I hope those people who view my work can feel the same emotion and the atmosphere that I experience while creating it. The title Murmuration is a group of birds, and I feel like we're flying kind of, like, we don't know where the birds go. And it's also, like, what I feel, like flying to find your home, but you don't know where really it is. For me, that New Zealand's a country that people immigrate and then try to find a place to stay, to continue to be here. And it's also another layer of meaning behind the house and home.
Mm. And also included in the show, we see these mobile-like structures. Could you tell me a bit more about these and the kind of relationships that they have with your paintings?
So the idea of this, my mobiles, is come from how birds have to keep their balance all the time when they're flying. So I made this light, but still slightly weight organic shapes by the air-dry clay. And I dye the color, and then I put them on the marbles, try to find that balance so that keep moving. The feeling of that marbles keep moving. It's kind of like birds that they fly in the murmuration.
Mm. And what are your hopes for viewers as they navigate the show? Are there any questions or feelings that you wish for them to bump up against?
So I hope people come to see the show. They can feeling happy while they're there, and maybe think about a few things. I've also sometimes that artwork is I want art is for people to have a break. So I hope everyone who's seeing the work can find something kind of drawing of themselves. I also like how they can get some more ideas while they're seeing the work, but maybe not really give them the answer through my show. It's more like sharing the feeling.
That was Ada C. Rong speaking to me about her show currently on at Sanderson, Murmuration, on until the 20th of July.